WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Rutgers COVID-19 spit saliva test is being expanded rapidly, and it could turn out to be an important tool to help reopen the Jersey economy. The head of the Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences Department says the new saliva test will be used on 10,000 people a day starting next week. And after that, could be dramatically expanded fairly easily. The saliva test gets results back in a day and is already being used at several drive-through sites around the state. Don't inject yourselves with Lysol or drink bleach. The maker of the disinfectant says its product should not be used as an internal treatment for the coronavirus, despite recent speculation that President Trump raised the possibility of disinfectants being injected into people to combat the virus. Under no circumstances should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body, says the manufacturer. Undocumented immigrants are being battered by the coronavirus, just like legal residents, but can't fall back on unemployment benefits or stimulus payments because they are not eligible, says Sarah Cullinane of the Make the Road New Jersey. A new report suggests that the state create a fund providing them $600 a week financial support, which she says would improve public health and safety in general.
If the state wants to take social distancing, if the state wants to take flattening the curve seriously, everyone has to have the same opportunity to be able to stay home, to get health care, and to work in safe conditions.
The report also recommends the federal government issue $2,000 monthly stimulus payments to all taxpayers, including those who lack a Social Security number. Sinnaminson police found 11 people between the ages of 18 and 29, all from Maple Shade on the bank of Pensauken Creek, hanging out by a bonfire and drinking. They were all charged with violating Governor Murphy's order aimed at curbing the spread of coronavirus. Authorities say they used boats and wave runners to reach the gathering point. New Jersey's municipal courts can begin holding proceedings as soon as Monday under an order issued Friday by the state Supreme Court. The order allows municipal courts to resume work by phone or video if all parties agree. All municipal proceedings will resume May 11th, also by phone or video. No in-person proceedings are planned at this time. Friday's order also extended a suspension of grand juries until May 31st. New Jersey residents are heading into peak pollen season. Dr. Leonard Billeroy says on the heels of a recent cold snap, even mild allergy sufferers will feel the effects of what's to come.
Pollen has been a little bit lower. It's only been 800 to mid-1,000. However, we're going to double those and triple those in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
He fears allergy symptoms will cause many folks to panic because of the COVID-19 threat. A fever rarely accompanies allergies. The same goes for severe breathing difficulties. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Saturday looks to be the best day of the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 0.5 news time is now 2:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
So far today, we've progressed from pouring rain to scattered rain, and now we still have some showers around through about dinner time. I think once we get past 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, the rain will be done and we'll see clearing skies tonight. It is going to get chilly. Low temperatures fall to around the 40-degree mark. And tomorrow is looking pretty good. During the daytime hours, at least, we'll stay dry. Sunshine in the morning, then clouds in the afternoon, and highs mainly in the lower to mid-60s. It will be notably cooler along the coast tomorrow, stuck in the 50s. Showers return, though, tomorrow night, and the first half of Sunday looks wet, with periods of rain likely, then scattered showers with a brisk wind into Sunday afternoon. Highs range from the 50s for most of the state Sunday, bubbling into the 60s for South Jersey only. Monday, we stay showery and cloudy, breezy and cool, with highs back down to the 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Florence, 48 degrees. Rockaway 47, Linden 48. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.